Okay, hello. Hello. Welcome to this talk, to the this presentation about DDD, and I hope you will see how there are some benefits around playing and working with DDD, and we'll try to see something related with the good and bad parts around DDD. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you will like this presentation. So the first thing first, thank you for attending and thank you for joining. You know, there are different difficult days today, but yeah, I hope you will, all of you will be, let's say, in a safe mode and stay safe. So why is this session about? As I mentioned, yeah, it's about understanding why it's important to DDD. If we are able to build tests, why not make it known before writing production code? Let's see if we can understand the benefits of building the code but covered by tests, let's say doing it before versus doing after. And yeah, basically, so try to, let's say, even with this phase, yeah, but do not run away. So please attend and see if this is interesting for all of you. Oh, so yes, a few words about who I am. I am Nacho. I'm from Barcelona. I'm a senior software engineer at Dynatrace. And yeah, I'm a DDD and clean code fan. And yeah, I started to write code, let's say, long time ago. And also, I'm the founder of Barcelona Java User Group and the Java and GBVM Barcelona conference, a big conference that we organize every year here in Barcelona, in a sunny city. Yes, I was, you know, a marathon runner not too long time ago, but it was, I was, and yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. I try to tweet about DDD, good patterns, cloud and computing, and these kind of things, probably something about Kubernetes and these kind of things. And yeah, you can ask me any questions, of course, at just write any particular question. I will try to answer if I'm able. I hope so. So yeah, small warning about it. Everything that I will sharing here is about based on my personal experience. So I hope you will understand that probably some options, some ideas are coming from my understanding. And yeah, this is the agenda about the session of today, where it comes from, this idea of TDD, the advantages and disadvantages around it. And let's then describe a little bit about the process and rules. Then I will explain a little bit about what I understand about good habits around clean code, and not only about clean code, but really about the process and the TDD itself. We'll see then an example, and then I will try to go and do a small recap.